Okay, I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, Monday, April 18, 2016, 9:01 a.m. I guess no one has signed up for public comment. Do we have any commission remarks?
Just that Danny's not here today. The minor procedure he was needing, the doctor's office was able to get him in this morning, so that's why he wasn't able to make it today.
Accounts payable.
There are three things I want to check on, so I don't want to avoid them, but I just want to not approve them. One is an issue that's not signed, another is that a $10 credit wasn't taken, and the other was there was a receipt missing, two receipts missing. So those are checked numbers. Check number is 440458, 440473, and 440486. I want to hold. Check number is 440109. I need a void because it was written out to the wrong vendor name. Approved. Check number is 440325 through 440506. Except for the numbers I previously mentioned, warrants 6483 through 6489, a journal entry, and a recorder's first quarter reimbursement for 2016.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Can we pull those ones we're holding on top or leave them in the correct order?
Do you want us to get that from the those and bring them back before you next Monday?
Yep. Yeah, one was a signature, one was just some minor stuff. It wasn't anything.
Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous regular and executive session minutes for March 28th and April 11th and 12th.
Move to approve regular session minutes. March 28th, April 11th, and April 12th, and executive session minutes for March 28th, April 11th, and April 12th.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. City of Hollister, request for time extension, Hidden Valley Lift Station Improvement Project.
Come on up. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Howdy. Hi.
Hey, the City of Hollister is requesting the approval of an addendum to the intergovernmental funding agreement approved by the County Commission on December 22, 2014, specific to the Hidden Valley Lift Station Improvement Project. This addendum, if approved, will allow for the termination date of the funding agreement to be extended to August 31, 2016. Due to the lack of construction drawings and records specific to the lift station, it took longer than expected for the project engineer to complete their work by the original termination date of December 31st, 2015. The holiday season also affected this time schedule as well. The city has now paid the engineering firm for the completion of the engineering study and design phase portion of the project and is requesting approval of this addendum in order to apply for the reimbursement of the remaining $11,762.50 allocated for this project. The Village's Board of Trustees approved the addendum on March 17, 2016. Three copies of this addendum were sent to the county attorney, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. A copy of the attorney's approval letter, a copy of the original funding agreement, and other information specific to this request are attached. This would allow, like it says, allow the city to recoup or gain that reimbursement of those funds that we'd already allocated for this. Once we button up this portion of the project, they would reapply for a construction phase funding agreement to go out for bid and start the repairs to the lift station.
So it's just a time extension. There's no... the same money allocated for the project?
Yes, there's no extra funds being requested on this. It's just a time extension to allow them to submit their
invoice information
so I can get that to Shannon and get them reimbursed that remaining amount.
Move to approve the City of Hollister request for time extension for the Hidden Valley Lift Station Improvement Project.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Back.
Okay. On the what?
On ours project.
Okay.
It's a separate issue.
All right.
Thank you.
Bid recommendations for gas and diesel fuel.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you. We're here this morning in response to bid number 201603-333 for gas and diesel fuel. This is a bid that was requested to me by the Road and Bridge Department, Mr. Hayes. We put this out like on an every other year basis. We started putting out this bid several years ago, and we recognized that it was acting in the best interest of the county to try to put a 24-month time frame on this, so we've done that. The last few awards have been to Tri-Lakes Petroleum in Branson. This year, we put this bid out on March the 12th, 2016. It closed last week. I sent it to several petroleum clearinghouse vendors, as I do every year, and this year we received two responses. One was from the Empire Energy LLC of Branson, which was formerly Tri-Lakes Petroleum, and also MFA Oil of Branson, Missouri. The responses were asked in the bid request, we asked for responses to reflect a price on diesel, on markup, and on unleaded. We also put a 24-month time frame in this bid, as we normally do. The response that we received from Empire Energy was $1.1495 for diesel fuel per gallon, $1.1853 for unleaded per gallon, with a 0.045 markup. The response from MFA Oil Company was $1.24016 for diesel per gallon, $1.36305 for unleaded per gallon, with a markup of 0.20, which was a significant higher amount from the bid that we received from Empire. Mr. Hayes, who's here with me this morning, took possession of both of those responses for a thorough and complete review to make sure that there was nothing in the fine print. As a result of his review, he has prepared or has given you both copies of a written recommendation that we award to Empire Energy LLC of Branson, Missouri. And I would ask that in your motion that you include that this bid be assigned a 24-month time frame, which I reflected that in the contract that I sent out in the bids, the contract blank sample as a reference, which I'm sure Frank will review and get back to us on after your motion. So we recommend Empire Energy LLC of Branson, Missouri for fuel and diesel, gasoline and diesel fuel for a 24-month period commencing upon your motion. Thank you.
When you ask for a 24-month, that'll be in the agreement, will it not? We'll add that to the agreement, not in the...
Yeah, that's in the... That's
it'll be in the agreement that we approve later. Right now, we're just awarding the bid.
Right.
So why do you want...
So it'll be effective as of when Frank gives final approval on that.
Right.
If that's what you're asking. Right, yeah.
So why don't we just do the 24-month during the agreement?
Correct.
Is that all right?
Right, yeah.
You asked for it to be in the bid, or in the motion, that's why I'm asking.
All you need to do is mention that this will be for 24 months once the agreement is finalized and signed as of that date. So there'll be a little gap there, but we're covered anyway because the existing agreement is in place until the new one is finalized, right?
Move to award bid number 201603-333 to Empire Energy.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll notify the vendors.
Whenever it says, you said like 1.14, now if the price of their fuel goes